Right now, we're going to bring on a PGA Tour rookie, Mark Ternesa, a Palm Beach Gardens resident, a New York native, who is right now currently 153rd on the PGA Tour money list, 176,000 and change in winnings on his 2008 rookie campaign on the PGA Tour. He has played in 15 events on the year. He's made 7 cuts, and he joins us now. Mark, good morning to you. Russ Evans, Pat Rooney Jr. with you. Thanks so much for spending a couple of minutes with us today.
Yeah, no problem. Good morning, guys.
Hey, Mark, well, before we get into your career and stuff, I don't know if you heard any of that conversation, but you know, being a professional golfer, coming from a family that you come from, what type of architecture do you enjoy? Do you enjoy the Fazio, Pete Dye, Jack Nicklaus? I'm a big Donald Ross fan. Give me an architect that you really like and maybe a course or two that you play that you really like.
Donald Ross, big fan of Donald Ross. I like the old school style courses, and probably the best course I've played on tour this year would be Riviera. I'm not exactly sure who designed that, but that was the best course we played this year.
Yeah, you had a great showing at the Northern Trust Open in Riviera second weekend of February. You finished 22nd there, 200 par showing, and you collected a $53,000 paycheck. That was your best finish of the year so far. You also had a good showing at a Jack Nicklaus and Pete Dye collaboration, Harbortown Golf Links at Hilton Head, the Verizon Heritage. You finished 23rd there, minus 4,280 total, $47,000 paycheck for you there. How's your year going so far? What's working with your game? And what right now are you struggling with?
The year's going great because I'm on the PGA Tour.
That's a good point.
I've been putting better this year. I think my ball striking hasn't been quite as good as it usually is, and maybe it's not so much that I'm struggling with anything, but I'm just adjusting maybe.
Mark, you know, the statistics bear that out, Mark, because your total driving, you're in the top 70 there. Your putts, you're in the top 70 with that. But the greens and reg, you're 165. So you're getting in the fairway, and when you get on the green, you're fine. But it's getting on the green that's the problem. Is distance a problem? I mean, are you not hitting it far enough to get into the 8-9, you know, wedge area? Or is it just something, like you said, that something in your swing that you're working on to try to get on more greens?
Well, that's a good question. I don't, you know, if you look back to last year on the Nationwide Tour, my greens and reg stat, I think, was the best stat I had. So, you know, I'm always working on my swing, and, you know, every golfer's constantly tweaking and fixing and trying to get his swing right. But to answer your question, I don't know the answer. I definitely don't think it's distance that's the issue off the tee that's holding me back from getting on more greens. But obviously I haven't been hitting my iron shots as well as I usually have. The only thing I could think of possibly is, you know, you have tougher pin placements out here. Maybe you get more pins, 3 off the edge, 4 off the edge, and maybe I need to be playing a little more conservatively to the middle of the green than, you know, what I'm used to, just firing at the pins. You know, you got to play on some of these courses. It's a bit of a different game where you shouldn't even really look at the pins. You're just playing in the middle of the greens, giving yourself 15, 20 feet, and go from there.
Russ Evans, Pat Rooney Jr. with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760. Joined online by PGA Tour rookie Mark Ternesa, Palm Beach Gardens resident. Of course, he is a New York native and was a high school golf team teammate of Andrew Swartz, who works right here at ESPN Radio 760. Andrew actually helped us bookmark this morning, so much thanks to Andrew for that. And Mark, obviously, the PGA Tour season has been a big part of your season up until now, but tomorrow you're going to turn your attention to qualifying for this year's U.S. Open at Torrey Pines in San Diego. 45 players teeing it up tomorrow at Jupiter Hills to qualify for the U.S. Open. You're one of those players. Give us an idea. What are you thinking about right now? How are you going to prepare for that tomorrow? And what is that like, trying to qualify for a U.S. Open?
It's fun. You know, I've been trying it every year for the past, I don't know, 5 or 6 years. And I've gotten to the sectionals each time. I just haven't gotten through the sectionals, which is obviously being played tomorrow. So I'm going to go out there. I'm going to go out to Jupiter Hills here in a couple hours and just play play the course and get a feel for the greens. And, you know, 36 holes tomorrow, it's going to be a grind for everyone. It's a long day. But, you know, 45 guys will probably take one or two spots. And it's a good golf course at Jupiter Hills. So I don't think anybody's going to have to do anything crazy. You just play two solid rounds of golf, and, you know, you get a ticket to Torrey Pines.
Mark, have you had a chance to play Torrey Pines? Assuming you can get through tomorrow, have you had a chance to play Torrey Pines? And if so, what are your thoughts on that course?
I did. I played it in the Buick Invitational, is it?
Yeah, Buick Invitational this year, last weekend of January.
Yeah, that was the first time I'd ever played it, and I absolutely loved it. What an awesome golf course. And, you know, they got some pretty good views there, too, over the ocean. And I think, you know, that course is going to play a lot different in the U.S. Open than it played when I played it in February. So, you know, it played tough then, but the fairways there have a lot of slope on them. And what I saw is that, you know, if the fairways are firm and it's just going to be really difficult to keep the ball in the fairway. It doesn't even matter if you hit it straight, because you can hit it down the right side of the fairway when it slopes hard right to left, and everything feeds to the left rough. And, you know, it was fairly soft when I played it, and it was still difficult to hit the fairway. So I don't know. I think they're in some kind of drought out there, so I'd imagine the fairways are going to be firm, and everybody's going to have a tough time hitting those fairways.
It will be firm and fast, no doubt about it. You had a good showing at the Buick earlier this year at Torrey. You finished 37th, a four-day total of 2 over par 290 after rounds of 73, 70, 76 on Saturday, and then you bounced back on Sunday with a 71. You made $22,000 there. So that was actually your third best showing of the year after Northern Trust at Riviera and the Verizon Heritage at Harbortown Golf Links. And by the way, Colin Holder, our intrepid producer, doing a great job of Googling. George Thomas is the golf course architect on record for the Riviera Country Club. It's an old school, you know, shop makers type course, and George Thomas designed Riviera way back in 1926. So he is a contemporary of Donald Ross, and it's a golf course that's much like a Donald Ross design. Mark Ternesa has been our guest for the last couple of minutes. PGA Tour rookie, lives right here in Palm Beach Gardens, and he will be teeing it up tomorrow at Jupiter Hills Club up in Tequesta for 36 holes of golf, trying to qualify for this year's U.S. Open, of course, just a couple of weeks from now, Father's Day weekend in San Diego at Torrey Pines. Mark, thanks so much for joining us. I have one more question for you. Before I let you go, I got to know the answer to this. You actually had a hole-in-one at the Arnold Palmer Invitational earlier this year up in Orlando. You knocked in a 5-iron from 215 yards out on the par 3 7th hole. Now, I've never made a hole-in-one. Pat's made a couple. I've made two eagles in my golfing career, and you know, full disclosure now, I'm a 15 handicap, so I'm nothing special, but I've saved both those golf balls from my two eagles. You're a pro. I'm sure you've had many holes in ones. Do you still have that golf ball from the Arnold Palmer a couple months ago?
You know, I do. I do, and that's the only, I think I've had 7 hole ones. I haven't kept any of my balls, but I figured that one at Jack's tournament might be a good one to keep.
Well, thanks so much for joining us, Mark, on the line. Good luck tomorrow in U.S. Open qualifying. We really wish you the best of luck, and hopefully we'll see you in a couple of weeks at Torrey Pines.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Is Mark Ternesa, PGA Tour rookie, joining us here on the line. Russ Evans, Pat Rooney Jr. with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760.